I'd like to ask to open our Bibles in the New Testament, the letters that Paul wrote to the Philippians. The way you are, you don't need to stand. I want to read two verses in chapter 3. Verse 14 and verse 17. And I want this message to be for the youth. The not so young, you can disconnect. You can not pay attention, okay? I know you will, but it is for the youth. So, verse 14. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And verse 17. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. We are still close to the beginning of the new year, and people are making and are setting goals. We all talk about the new year resolutions. And I'm going to ask you, and I don't want you to raise your hands, but have you set any goals for the year 2015? I see some of you are smiling. That tells me that you did. Those of you who didn't, it's not too late. Actually, it's a must to set goals. Because someone said if you don't have a goal, for sure you will reach that goal. But besides the professional goals, besides the personal goals, more important are the spiritual goals, goals for your spiritual life. And the funny thing about goals is that they can be stated so nice, but they are so vague that we feel good about a goal we have, but in the end we realize that we were looking or we were pursuing the wrong goal, or we actually are in the middle of the year and we really don't know what we are aiming for. Let me give you two examples. One is from the world of sports. And this is a true story. Matt Emmons had the gold medal in sight. He was one shot away from claiming victory in the 2004 Olympic 50-meter three-position rifle event. He didn't even need a bull's eye to win. His final shot merely needed to be on target to win the gold medal. Normally, the shot he made would have received a score 8.1, more than enough for a gold medal. But in what was described as an extremely rare mistake in elite competition, Emmons fired at the wrong target. Standing in lane 2, he fired at the target in lane 3. His score for a good shot at the wrong target was 0. Stating the wrong goal, it's a waste of energy. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of God-given talents. That's why setting the right goals is very, very important. Let me give you another example about setting goals. Because they need to be not only the right goals, but they need to be specific. Last week, I took our guest, Ana Maria, to Tortilla Flats. So I thought. And I've been there so many times. They have that wonderful ice cream that you find it only in that place. Those of you who've been there, you know what I'm talking about, the prickly pear ice cream. So I put on the GPS, I thought I'll follow the GPS because now we have technology. So I put in the GPS Tortilla Flats. And I didn't know an address or anything, so the GPS gave me Tortilla Flats, and when it says the street, I just put enter, and then when it said the number, I put enter, and then it said a street, and it was something like 87, and I put enter because I thought, okay, if it's in Tortilla Flats, How hard can it be? So it said, from where I live to Tortilla Flats is going to be about an hour and a half. And I was really happy. Because I remembered it took me about 2 hours, 2 hours and some. So I thought, the GPS is giving me a shortcut. So I followed the GPS. And it took me in the right direction. And I was really, really happy. And then it said, oh, you have about half an hour. And I looked at where I was, and it didn't resemble where I wanted to go. And then I realized that actually it took me in the general area. Tortilla Flats, there is only one way to Tortilla Flats, those of you who know what I'm talking about. And it actually took me in the general region, across the mountain. The problem is there is no road across the mountain. So about 3 hours and a half later, and a flat tire, and driving on an unpaved road, we got to the Tortilla Flat. My point is, if your goal is not specific, it's going to be a waste of time. It's going to be a waste of energy. And you're not going to get there. So let me ask you, what is your goal for 2015? And let me propose to you two goals. Number one, Paul says here, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. I hope you know why Jesus Christ called you to be his brother. I know you know why God called you and saved you to be his son or daughter. I know. I hope you know. I know why. For me. But I want to say this. Make the goal of 2015 for your life to read the Bible every day. You cannot go wrong with this goal. It's a very specific, very clear goal. Make the goal of this year to read the Bible every day. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, you know this verse. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. You see, if you have the right goal, everything else falls into place. And let me challenge you to put on your to-do list, on your goal list, to read the Bible every day. It's not hard. We have technology, if you don't like the written word. It's very specific. And you know what? The second goal, I think, should be to repent every day. I was really moved by something that happened in Romania the last week of last year. Actually, I'm going to start with something that happened in the summer, and I think I mentioned that here before. This man was, I think he was a veterinarian. He drove his car in Arad, and it was in the middle of the summer, a storm. He was driving, and he was talking on the phone with some of his employees saying, a storm is coming. Make sure, because he had some kind of a business like a pizza place, put the stuff inside. And as he was talking on the phone, he was driving on the road in Arad. A tree fell on the car, and he died instantly. Also, the last week of last year, a family driving from visiting relatives towards Kurtic. The daughter, almost 15 years old, on Sunday, They were, you could say, in a hurry to get to church because the daughter wanted to be at the catechesis. They had an accident. And the mother and the daughter died. And you say, why? Why? But what I want to put in front of you this morning is this goal. Because the Word of God says this. If you turn with me in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, when some people come to Jesus and say, look, there were these, you know, people from Galilee who died. The tower fell on them. And then there were some other people that, you know, Pilate killed them. And look what Jesus said to this tragedy. Unexplicable tragedy. Says this. Verse 3. I tell you. Verse 2. Okay, Jesus answered. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than the others because they suffered this way? I tell you no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. We don't know how many minutes, we don't know how many seconds we still have to live. Only God knows. Our lives, we know that, are in His hands. However, what I challenge you for this year is to make a goal of your life to repent every day. To every day be 100% right with God. We don't know when the final call comes. But we know that if we constantly repent, young, not so young, when that moment comes, we can face God. Read the Word of God. Repent every day. Goals for 2015. For young and old alike. And one more thing. In this pursuing of the goals, reading of the Word of God, repenting every day and living every day a pure life, we shouldn't be alone. Apostle Paul says this, join with others. I want to challenge you to do this. Set your goals and let Fratele Sami Krishan, let your parents know what your goals are and give them the permission from time to time to ask, how are you doing with your goal? How are you doing with reading of the Bible? How are you doing with living a pure, sinless life? We are not alone in this Christian life. We should walk together. We have to walk together. Paul says, join with others. Join with others. Because only together we can make this journey, Christian journey, the journey that God intended for every single one of us, purposeful, meaningful, so that when God calls us, He will say, welcome, good servant. Enter into your reward. 2015 is going to be one step closer towards that reward. For some of us, will be really close. For some of us, 2015 will just be one step closer. But may God help each one of us. Young and not so young. Establish the right goals. Read the Word of God. Repent every day. And let others know that you are not alone in this journey. May God bless you and bless all of us. Amen.